We are joined by a couple of superstars, in fact, Dean Young and Matt Bowen, both on the Indigenous All-Stars coaching staff. Firstly, boys, welcome.
Thank you.
Big Sports Breakfast, first time on, Matty.
First time, yes.
What are you up to these days?
Still in Townsville, mate. I still work for the Cowboys. So I obviously retired about 6 years ago, but you know, played over in the UK for 2 years. Now I work for the club. I did their community engagement, so heaps of school programs and travelling around the countryside, mate. I enjoy it.
It's exciting times for the Cowboys, isn't it? They're coming off the back of a couple of lean seasons, but of course now you've got the opening of the new stadium, and a player on everyone's lips is Val Holmes. Have you seen him at training? What's he looking like? And do you think it'll take him long to adapt to playing fullback, given that he'd been out of the game for only 12 months, but learning the role as fullback as well?
I think so. I think, you know, there's a lot of excitement up there at the moment because of the new stadium, and you know, I think boys are willing to start the season off well, and you know, what better way to kind of play the Bronx in the first game? So be good. I think you know, Val's been looking good, mate. He's been training well. He's been as everyone expected, come back and a bit more muscle on him from training in the NFL, but yeah. I'm sure. Playing fullback first couple of games, we'll test it out for him.
Yeah. You're also doing a bit of coaching yourself. You're part of our team with the Indigenous All-Stars, but tell us a little bit about the other teams that you're coaching.
Yeah, mate, obviously I've got the Mal Meninga squad up in Townsville. I coach the under-18s Blackhawks. I had them last year. It's only a short season. It only goes for 6 weeks. So you have to finish in the top four after 6 weeks. So, and I obviously play and coach a local A-grade side. Just a local comp in Western Lions. I enjoyed it. It's been good, and coached my little fella's team. So,
is that something that you'd like to do in the future? Maybe go down that coaching path, and maybe someday be an NRL coach.
That's the end goal. But just sort of learn along the way, alongside yourself and Dino and Hodjo in this camp, and very grateful for it. I think, mate, just want to give back and, share my experience to younger players coming through, and wherever I can help out, I'll help out.
Well, you're just starting out on your coaching journey, but Dean Young, who joins us as well. Now, Dean, you've been involved in the coaching caper now for a number of years. How have you found it? And it's something that you're very passionate about doing as well.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my time at the Dragons. This has been my sixth year as an assistant coach there, so I've learned plenty along the way and continue to learn, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity to be in camp with the boys and yourself, and having an enjoyable week so far.
Talking about the Dragons, it wasn't the news you wanted yesterday when you got word that Cam McGuinness looks like being out for 6 to 12 weeks. That's a big blow for the club.
Yeah, it's a huge blow. No one wants to lose their captain. I thought the boys performed extremely well over in the Nines. We've made a lot of changes at the club, staff-wise, and the structure of our days. And as a club, we were pretty happy with what we've seen over the Nines from the boys in terms of competing and some real good desperation and defence. So we're pretty happy with the way they perform. But when it's all done and dusted, and we've picked up three pretty serious injuries in Matt Dufty, Cam McGuinness, and potentially Corbin Sims, it's, that probably leaves you a little bit disappointed, but that's rugby league. We play a contact sport and these things happen.
You mentioned changes to your staff. Mary McGregor's a great mate of mine, as he is yours, but they made some changes to the coaching staff. Shane Flanagan is now down there, and he's a premiership-winning coach. What was he brought to the team, and where does he add value for the Dragons this year?
I think Mary's probably surrounded himself with a staff that hasn't had a lot of experience in his 5 years at the club, and that's not just coaching staff, that's probably performance staff. So he's brought in Shane this year. He's brought in James Shepherd, who's worked with Shane at the Sharks for a few years, and then been up with Nathan Brown at the Knights for the last couple of years, and a new head of strength and performance too. So there's been big changes there, but I've worked closely with Shane. He wasn't allowed to train with us until after Christmas because of his band, so I had to spend plenty of time with him after training hours and make sure I kept him up to speed with what we were doing, and I've really enjoyed working closely with him. He's a good bloke, he knows his footy, and I reckon he's been going to be great for Mary in terms of experience when things aren't going well, and I'm sure Mary's going to lean on him.
Has he got a specific role at the club?
Yep, Shane and I look after the defence, and James Shepherd's helping Mary with the attack there, and we've got our roles in place, and we're working great at the moment. As I said, we'll wrap with the way the boys performed over in the Nines, so hopefully that can flow on into the trials. We play Newcastle this Saturday and then the Charity Shield at Mudgee the week after.
Yeah, I had a coffee with you the other day and we're just talking about the Dragons in general, and you said that you've noticed a real change in the group about their attitude, discipline, and you believe that they'll surprise a lot of people this year.
Yeah, well, if you look at, I suppose before the ball was kicked in the Nines, no one gave us much hope. I thought they performed really well, and hopefully that's the same once the real stuff comes around and the 13v13 starts.
Matty, being involved in this camp, you've played in this game before. What's it mean to us Indigenous boys and girls and people out there in the community to watch a game like this and to see your superstars play? And what did it mean to you to be a part of this
contest? Well, it means a lot, I think. Not just for me, it was my family. You know, representing my family on both sides, I think. You know, coming into this camp was always, you know, there's to see these other players from down south, and you know, just come together as one, and it's a you know, unbelievable camp to be a part of, and really, you know, really enjoyable. So you know, it means a lot, not just to myself but to my family as well.
Fellas, you've been, it's Dave Stanley here. And by the way, we're lucky enough to be chatting as well with Dean Young, Matt Bowen and Laurie Daly in our Gold Coast studio partners. You guys have been only obviously up there for the day now. You've seen one session, but the reports are that James Roberts looks unreal. Latrell looks unreal. If you are a South Sydney supporter, I know you boys are attached to other clubs, but if you're a South Sydney supporter, would you be sitting at home with a bit of smirk going, oh, we got some good young blokes here and we're going to have a big year?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting for South because they've lost some great leaders in the last couple of years in Greg Inglis and Sam Burgess, and those type of players are really hard to replace. But when you look at South's squad, especially their back line, they've got threats all over the field. They've got Dane Gagai in there as well, who's probably one of the best wingers in the game. He might be playing centre, but he's a real handful. But any team that's coached by Wayne Bennett, you know, they're always going to be there and abouts because his sides don't beat themselves and they always compete to the end. So I'm sure South will have a good year.
Matty, can I ask you about Latrell? Yep. He's moved from centre to fullback. What's going to be his biggest challenges he faces? Because if everyone's expecting Billy Slater in the opening weeks of the competition, they're not going to get that, are they?
No. Oh, they got Latrell, I think, you know, he's back-to-back efforts, I think, you know, on defensive plays and you know, jumping in attack. So it could test him in the first couple of rounds, but, you know, the more he do it and get involved in plays, and you know, he's a strike no matter what. So, you know, can't wait to see him in that role.
And a lot of people just assume that fullback's all about the attacking side of the game, but it's not, is it? It's defensively, you play a massive role in each team.
Definitely. You know, we have to talk from behind, I think, you know, direction-wise as well, and be in the right spot at the right time to, you know, obviously, you know, we're the last line of defence, and to clean that up, you know, no doubt, he's, you know, obviously he's got it in him, but can't wait to see that.
Well, I just want to bring Berkey in here as well. I mean, obviously, no different, a different code, but from playing fullback as, and from being that last line of defence, from, as Matty just said, understanding when to inject yourself into that back line, etc., from an attacking point of view, from what you've seen, I know different code, do you think that move will be easy for Latrell, or do you think there's a few hurdles that need to be jumped?
I think the biggest one is, and looking at from an outsider's point of view, and Laurie, you mentioned it a second ago, does he go in as a Billy Slater-esque? Are we trying to mould ourselves, our fullbacks, on Billy Slater, James Tedesco-esque, and that's the way you're going to play the game? Or is he going to be able to bring something different to a game? I know there's the stock standards that you have to do, and there's you're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but what else? And boys, you'll be able to make more comment on this, especially being at training, and Matty, having been in that number one role yourself for a long period of time, what's something different that he's going to bring to that fullback role?
I think just the size, man. I think, you know, he's going to, his kick return, so it's going to, you know, it's going to be something to look out for. I think, you know, he's a very skillful bloke. He can kick a ball, he can pass both sides, and you know, no doubt he can be you know, one of the best fullbacks in the game if he works hard at it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Latrell will be more like a GI or a Jarryd Hayne, more so than a Billy Slater. And I think that's what you got to look at. Don't compare him to a Billy or even a Matty because they covered so much ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jarryd Hayne and Greg Inglis didn't cover as much ground as a Billy Slater or a Matty Bowen, but they were still very effective and still some of the great players. So I think Latrell will go down that sort of path, that big body, inject himself into a game through the middle. He'll be extremely hard to contain. And on the kick returns, he'll be special as well.
Could he see himself as a second ball player as well? Because he likes getting his hand on the ball. He does that great up and around the corner, you know, sort of the one-hander type number. As you said, Loz injecting there. Could he become a second ball player?
I think he's definitely got the skills to do that. I've only been here to witness him at training for the one session. And as Matty just touched on, he's passing left to right and right to left's great. We've seen that he can kick a football a long way. He's certainly done that for the Roosters. When he kicked that field goal down at Melbourne,
yes,
from 40 out, so he's got a big boot on him. But fullback role is probably the one position in NRL that's involved the most over the last couple of years. Just to get the numbers right in the defensive line, they've got to jump in the D line. They've got to catch the balls on the full. They're expected to work hard with their wingers at pendulum at the back. So it's a big job, and I'm sure he's up for it.
I'll go back to you, Matty. Obviously, Laurie's given you the task of sort of shadowing Latrell around. I know we're speaking a lot about Latrell, but, I mean, he's been in the news all summer, and he's a superstar, and we're all fascinated to see how he goes. As a coach, what's the one thing that you hope he takes away from all the discussions that you have with him?
I think just keep running, mate. That's the main thing. I think, you know, you got to be on your bike, you know, cleaning up behind and in attack and obviously talking, you know, mainly in defence. So, but, we can work on him this week. But
yeah,
as Loz said, you know, obviously at the start of the week, we can't really change him over a week.
Yep.
But if he can pick up little things along the way.
And do you reckon he has that engine in him?
I think so, mate. He's obviously, as I said, it's his new role, but no doubt in this game he'd be excited for it and not to let himself down, but more importantly his family.
I suppose that the biggest one also, and you get sort of cross-coded a bit, there's a lot of work you do.
But you can steal him. You're going to buy him now. Raylan got a bit of cash, hey?
There's a bit of cash coming. Hey, I'm always asking. You always ask the question. You know, as Dean said then, left to right, right to left passing, kick both feet.
He'll
goals.
Send the email, Loz, you watch Rugby Australia. That'll be the
straight
next
in. Thing. There's a bloke called Mitchell. There's a lot of work you do off the ball that people don't see. And I suppose that's the question that that everybody is asking is there's no rest, as you said, Matty, just before. It's continuing on in that role. And can he have the impact that he had last year in that centre role playing at fullback and have the return effort, the repeat efforts. I suppose that the Brains Trust wouldn't put him at fullback unless he can do a job, I imagine.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Burke. And I think it'll take time. And Matty's probably the best one to answer this because if you're playing against a team and you're defending down near your line and teams like to go shift on shift, as a fullback, that's very challenging, Matt.
It is, mate. Obviously, you know, just all his repeat efforts, I think. It is very challenging, but you know, no doubt he's got it in him to do that. So I just can't wait. Yeah, obviously, you know, we're training again this morning and can't wait to see what he does this morning and just to chip him every now and then. But if not, give him the encouragement.
When you have a look at this Maori team, what's the first thing that stands out to you?
Their forward pack to begin with. They've got some great forwards there in Jesse Bromwich. Kenny Bromwich obviously has come off some cracking seasons for Melbourne Storm. Brandon Smith hasn't played a lot of nine because Cameron Smith's been in front of him. He normally comes on and plays lock for the Storm, but I'm sure he's going to want to show everyone what a great dummy half he's going to be. And not to mention Caelan Ponga at the back there, he's a real handful. So we're going to have to be good defensively, mate.
What about Caelan Ponga, Matty? You've obviously watched a little bit of him and his growth over the last couple of years. How far can he go into the game? And obviously he was up there in the North Queensland Cowboys setup a couple of years ago, but how far has he come and where do you think he'll eventually end up at the end of his footy career?
I think he wants to play fullback. I think you know, when he was at the Cows, he was obviously just filling in the role, coming off the bench and playing different roles. But, you know, no doubt it'll be, you know, he put bums in seats this weekend, and boys want, you know, people want to come and watch him.
They moved him to six at Newcastle last year, and then they quickly made the decision to put him back into the fullback role. In the future, can you see him being a six, or do you think they're better off just to let him become the best fullback he possibly can be?
I think so. Over the years, obviously, Darren Lockyer was one of the, you know, best things for that. I think he played him a fullback, and he moved in towards in the halves, and no doubt with KP with this ability, he can move back in this position, you know, no doubt.
Hey, Dean and Matt, I asked Hodjo yesterday about little traits that our man L Daly does, you know, because he's back there coaching. Look, I know the punters at home can't see, but we can see a shot of the boys. And look, Loz is sort of leaning back in the chair. And
it's comfortable.
He had the mics before, and he's like, boys, you know, this is what we do and all this. And he's got the legs crossed. Hodjo said yesterday he's always got his legs crossed. Are there any other things that he does in the coaching room when he has the sessions? Gee him up. Give him up. What's he do?
Matty.
Don't know.
Oh, you've both gone soft.
Very solid, mate. They're very solid. That's what you want from a coaching staff.
Hodjo said he goes in and he goes, boys, back in my day, you know, we used to do this and that. And, you know, there was all this. So it sounds like Hodges will be running the water and used to will be up in the air-conditioned boxes. That's how it works.
When I got off air, I had to go at Hodjo about Darcy and Lussick knocking him out.
He hasn't talked about that, has he?
He's been very quiet about that.
Very good.
He was going red when you asked him about the question yesterday about his fighting career.
Yeah, well, that was Bulldog Dean Rich. He goes, oh, would you get back at the ring? And we're going, oh, Dean, where are you going with this? Because, you know, he's looking for exclusives all the time, Bulldog. By the way, you'd be happy to know, I know you got the Courier Mail up there, Loz, but on the back page of the Daily Telegraph, Dean Ritchie, our man, he said he'd produce... Gets another
he's got
back
an exclusive.
Page.
What's the exclusive there?
No, it's not an exclusive. It's just a story on Isaac Luke and how Cam and in Luke we trust. Boys, enjoy training today. Another beautiful day on the Gold Coast by the looks of the weather report. We'll be up there tomorrow as well, live on the Gold Coast. So looking forward to seeing you all then. And yeah, can't wait for this match on Saturday. It's going to be a beauty.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Matty.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, guys.